Chapter 10, Triads and Stage 4 Networking. Every September, a remarkable party takes place at which people in commercial real estate discuss and close more business than perhaps on any other night of the year. At the center of the party is C.B. Richard Ellis Vice Chair, Darla Longo. In 2006, the party took up the entire 15th floor of the Clift Hotel in San Francisco. Longo wore a turquoise dress and diamonds, sipping the same drink for hours. Many of the 300-plus attendees showed less restraint, keeping the bartenders busy. The event had the feel of a fraternity party, but with the attendees 35 years older and wearing gray pants and blue blazers. Longo's behavior was the most remarkable part of the event, and most missed her magic. She didn't promote herself, talk about her accomplishments, or say I, me, or my, other than to say, I'd like you to meet so-and-so. Longo played matchmaker. She introduced clients to brokers, senior brokers to successful rookies, and clients to one another. If we were to take any moment of the evening and watch it in slow motion, we'd see three elements. First, Longo would have at least two people around her. Second, she would talk to them both at the same time, even if they didn't know each other. Third, if we listened to her words, we'd notice that they have the effect of building or deepening the relationship between the other two people. If we look closer at this third element, we'd see that Longo is introducing people at two levels. First, she's going through resume issues, who each person works for and what he's doing. Why it is such a good idea for these two people to meet each other. Second, and far more important, she's discussing what makes each great as a person, his or her core values. As Longo snakes her way around the floor of the hotel, and as people shuffle around to meet her, the most remarkable aspect of this night becomes apparent. Once she leaves, people talk about her. Her vision in setting up this event almost 10 years ago, how it has grown to become one of the defining moments of the year in commercial real estate, how Longo runs her business within C.B. Richard Ellis, and what an accomplished leader she is. All the things that people at Stage 3 might say about themselves, others say about Darla after she's left. Longo emerged as one of the leaders in commercial real estate for many reasons, her drive, endless energy, talent, vision for the business, and focus on integrity and values. In our years of watching her, one simple behavior stands out, her ability to triad, to create business relationships between two people based on core values and mutual self-interest, and then move on. She naturally receives the reciprocal benefit of this action by others saying good things about her, and her resulting reputation is a magnet for business. In essence, she receives loyalty and followership by creating relationships between other people. She is one of the most successful people in commercial real estate because her actions build triads, the basic building block of a Stage 4 tribe.